Two companies, Scotts and Monsanto, want the government's approval to commercialize a type of creeping bent grass. The grass would mainly be planted on lawns and golf courses because it's resistant to Roundup, a popular weed killer. But critics of the bioengineered grass say it needs more testing. For one thing, they say genes from the grass can spread and strengthen non-native plants. Joe Mendelson is with the International Center for Technology Assessment.
The end result is you're going to create a grass that is invasive, that will take over natural areas like our grasslands and our forest areas, and we won't be able to control it. That's going to have a very negative impact on a number of sensitive ecosystems.
The U.S. Forest Service has also weighed in, saying the grass has the potential to have a negative effect on all of the country's grasslands and natural forests. Scotts has said the bioengineered grass poses no threat to natural areas. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Erin Toner.